Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. Ashley, what are you doing?
Digging in the couch cushion for money, of course. Oh, sweet, another quarter. Did you know that the U.S. Treasury says that Americans hold about $15 billion in loose change?
Oh, wow, that's a ton. Remind me to look in my couch when I get home.
Speaking of reminders, did you remember that this week is America Saves Week?
Of course, a whole week of promoting saving money. It's been on my calendar for ages. This year, America Saves is challenging everyone to take a pledge to, quote, set a goal, make a plan, save automatically, unquote.
You can go to americasavesweek.org to join over 310,000 other folks striving to make savings a priority. We've talked about the importance of savings before here on the Ins and Outs of Money, but today, why don't we talk about some of the strategies to saving?
Strategy one, save for emergencies. According to a recent survey, the typical amount Americans spent last year on unexpected expenditures was $2,000. Two-thirds of those unexpected expenditures were related to medical care or motor vehicles.
The best way to prepare for these emergencies is to have some money in savings. Tax time can be a great opportunity to set a little aside. If you end up getting a refund, take some and put it into an account accruing interest.
Strategy two, pay off high interest debt. Now, I know this was a goal for lots of us in the new year.
Not really surprising since 45% of families with annual incomes under $50,000 are relying on their credit cards to pay for basic needs like rent, utilities, insurance, and food. So how can we realistically pay off this debt?
First, make a budget and cut expenses where you can. We've talked before about resources to help with this, and you can find many of them at money.mcpl.info and financialstabilitylliance.org.
And take control of how you're managing your debt. At www.vertex42.com, you can search for the debt reduction calculators and download a great free spreadsheet that allows you to put all of your debts in one place and calculate how quickly you can pay them off using the snowball method and other effective debt plans.
Strategy three, save automatically. Saving automatically makes it easier to save because your money is saved with each paycheck. You don't have to think about how much to save or really go out of your way.
It can be tempting to spend money when you get it, but if you don't see the money, you're less likely to miss it. And it doesn't matter how much you start with. Even $5 or $10 a week can add up.
As we've talked about before, compound interest can really help boost your savings. If you save $50 a month with a 5% yield in 40 years, you'll have $76,301 in your account. Only about $24,000 of that is principal. The other $52,000 plus is pure interest.
Strategy four, save for retirement. Make sure you're participating in a work-related retirement program like an employer match or open up a Roth IRA.
Already saving? Awesome. Try to increase the amount you save by 1% this year. It can really add up.
While Social Security can help, it's often not enough to live on comfortably after retirement. Experts suggest that for a male at age 65, he should have $620,000 saved to ensure an average income of about $50,000 a year for life. For a female at age 65, she should have $665,000 saved.
And strategy five, save up for a large purchase. Now, I know we just talked about eliminating your spending to help save, but often a large purchase, like a home or college, can actually help build your assets.
For many years, home ownership has been a key path to wealth for many Americans. Home equity, the market value of a home minus the balance on any home loans, represents more than 4/5 of the typical family's wealth. So each home loan payment not only helps pay down the principal and interest on your home, but it also builds your wealth.
If you're thinking about buying a home but are sort of lost about how to start, go to the WFHB website and check out our shows from October 9th and 16th, 2012 on home ownership.
As for college helping to build your assets, according to the Department of Education's National Center for Education Statistics, college degree holders earn about 38% more than high school graduates.
It is important to keep in mind college costs and any loans you take out when thinking about how college can increase your future earnings.
IndianaCollegeCosts.org can help you compare prices at various colleges and even look for scholarships and grants.
So those are the saving strategies. Read more about each of these at americasavesweek.org.
And don't forget how important it is to pay yourself first. I'm Ashley Hall.
And I'm Jason Evans Brook. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for community radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh.